So that's the sermon. Now, if you agree with that and you say, this is that's for me, what you said, nothing I don't agree with, right? Then I think that means that we go away from this place more resolved to be prayerful people and to say, I need to stand where I say I care and be about God's business. And to get my act straight, I need to connect with God and be someone who actually reads my Bible and doesn't, you're not someone who I read my Bible once or I read it, I know it already, but a person who hears from God, the Spirit, speaking to people as they read the Bible in a day, right? Prayerfully reading maybe. And then praying. God, I know that this is true. 1 Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. How do I pray without ceasing, though, God? Will you guide me and help me to understand? That's a prayer. So you read a word, you have a question, you say it out, you've prayed. While we're doing that, and we're people who are praying, and God brings to you somebody who needs to hear about his truth, now what? What do we do? And so on the front of your bulletin, there's a memory verse. Right in the front. There's two memory verses, actually. So you see, the first memory verse is Acts chapter 12, verse 24. And it's the word of God increased and multiplied. That one I don't have memorized yet. It's easy to memorize, though. It makes sense. Do you realize that the context is all the bad things happening? People dying, trouble, imprisonment, hiding out, earnestly praying. But in the middle of this, and Herod dropping dead, right, the word of God increased and multiplied. And so what about the word increases? Right? You think about that. So I know we hold up the Bible and we say, this is the word of God. And we mean that. We mean that the scripture is unchanging. It's inspired by God. You get truth out of this. When you look at the word there, it's logos. It would be like words in a book. But they use logos the same way that you use logos. You know what? Word of that has gotten around. Right? In a gossipy sense, you would say that. And in the Bible, it's saying the word of God. The news about what he's done, it's getting around. And so what's your role in the word of God getting around? Telling people about what he's done, having an answer for what you think he's done. And multiplied is more people knowing about it and responding to it. You see, because if you went to a fisherman and you said, hey, did you catch anything? And a fisherman said, no, but I influenced a lot of fish. Nobody would say, great job. Nobody would say, great job. So what is it? I honestly have to tell you, And they teach you this in retail sales, but we're not talking about selling something here. The invitation needs to follow the information. Invitation. Is that something that you would like to know about? Would you like God to forgive all of your sin in Jesus' name? The invitation is so hard because people who don't want it, they've told you. And it hurts when you get, you know, shut down in that regard. But other people who are ripe and you never knew that today was the day, they need the invitation. Multiplication is people having a chance to respond to it. The second memory verse on your bulletins down there is what? The wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. That's in my head. That's in my head since days long gone by, decades ago. And it's there in your Bible. That one verse is the entire story of salvation that you, every single person in this seat, could tell someone else by sketching it on the back of a napkin. And if you turn your bulletin over, it's sketched on the back of your bulletin. It's right there. And then I got a picture here if we start it out. And so what do? On your napkin, you just draw a little, there's God on his holy hill, if you wanted to do that, on a napkin, right? And then the next step it comes, and, you know, there we are, apart from God. And then the next step is the first bit of the memory verse, right? We want to get over to God. I forgot that. I put that slide in there. And then the next bit is just the first bit of the memory verse. The wages of sin is death. This is our problem. We want to be where God is, but we can't get there because we're here. Your paycheck for sin is death. If we got what we deserved, that's what we got. And then the other half of the verse goes on the other side under God. But the free gift of God is eternal life. Except I have a problem. God's over there with eternal life, and I'm over here with my sin. What could I do? And then you have the bridge. The next line is the bridge, Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And that's it, drawn on the thing of a napkin. But here's the thing. You need to make the invitation to somebody who just saw you draw that on a napkin. Did you see how easy it was drawn? One more thing drawn. There's just one more slide. You need to believe. Whosoever believes will not perish but have eternal life. And there it is. Everyone in this room is a professional for the rest of their days about exactly what it takes for someone to be saved in Jesus' name. One verse in the Bible to memorize, to never be caught out without something to say, and a picture on the back of your bulletin that you could draw on a napkin. And it doesn't have to be pretty. I didn't draw that. Somebody else drew that. I found that on the internet, and I spent too much time erasing bits so that I could show you step by step. Mine looks like a square and a stick figure and a cross with the words, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Would you like to take that? That deal is the only deal. What do you think about that? And then it's done. And then you're like, you know, pass the brown sauce, please. That's what I brought this morning. The word spreads. The word increased and multiplied. That's going to change our community. That's why you're here, because someone shared something like this with you. However you got it. If it hasn't happened yet, if you just saw this for the first time and you never said yes to this because no one's given you the invitation to say yes, as I pray right now, say yes. Father God, we know that we all have sinned. And we know that Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago because you made it your business to save us. And that the free gift, not because we're good, not because we're nice, but because Jesus died for sin and rose again, the free gift leads to eternal life in Christ Jesus. We want to be with a good God who's fair and just and loving forever. We know that we are not fair, just, and loving as much as perfection requires. Please forgive us in Jesus' name. Please heal us of all of our sin up until this moment. God, please heal us today, we pray. We who believe already continue to pray this prayer. Those of us who have not believed until today, we pray this prayer. God, please help. And thank you, because the promise is that there's eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.